UC Davis antisemitism problem is long-standing. So is the school's unserious response. Hannah Holzer, a Placer County native and UC Davis graduate, is the Sacramento Bee's opinion assistant. UC Davis Chancellor Gary May boasts about his university's ranking among the best universities in the nation and best veterinary programs conducting some of the best research. University officials are, for obvious reasons, less likely to mention that UC Davis placed among the universities with the highest number of antisemitic incidents. UC Davis leaders denounce antisemitism but have done little beyond that to combat hatred or reassure its traumatized Jewish community. During my years as a UC Davis undergraduate, antisemitic acts on campus left me and my Jewish classmates feeling despised, persecuted and endangered by our neighbors. Worse, when I and other student journalists exposed the shortcomings of the university's response, the administration raised baseless doubts about our reporting. In 2019, when I was campus news editor of the California Aggie, UC Davis student newspaper, I edited and contributed to a report that university administrators had backed out of commitments to Jewish students to hold a town hall and workshops to combat antisemitism. The Jewish community pleaded for these workshops 4 months after several acts of antisemitism on campus. UC Davis administrators finally agreed to organize the events in response, only to ultimately renege on their promises. Our article prompted Mark Udoff, a former president of the UC system who is Jewish, to express concern and puzzlement to UC Davis Chancellor May. Udoff and other members of the Academic Engagement Network, a national organization of college faculty focused on combating antisemitism on school campuses, worried that a university commitment to host several workshops by the Anti-Defamation League as part of the campus response to antisemitism had been placed on hold, according to an email I obtained through a public records request. May responded that the Aggie's reporting contained numerous inaccuracies of which the administration had made the newspaper aware. He said the article had since been updated. In response to a request for comment for this column, UC Davis representative Melissa Bluin explained that a staff member in the chancellor's office sent an email to the chancellor and others stating that the headline and content of the Aggie's article had been quietly changed without an editor's note. But that wasn't true. The article was never changed because it wasn't wrong. To this day, the university has done little to curb the antisemitism that caused the former UC president to email May in the first place. In the 2019 email, May told Udoff that he was working on a university-sponsored town hall on campus that he would personally attend. But no such meeting ever happened, with or without May. I hope this response sheds a clarifying and healing light on a sadly mischaracterized incident, May concluded. For me, though, one thing remains very unclear: if UC Davis really does celebrate diversity and strive to maintain a climate of equity and justice demonstrated by respect for one another, then why isn't working to protect students from discrimination more of a priority? Last weekend, banners with anti-Semitic messages like "Holocaust is anti-white lies" and "Communism is Jewish" were hung across a bicycle overpass on campus. UC Davis works to help all members of the community feel at home and welcome, Bluin said in a statement on behalf of the university. Sadly, there is a history of anti-Semitic hate incidents and hate crimes in Davis and on campus, including this most recent deplorable anti-Semitic incident. UC Davis always immediately responds to these events. We investigate hate crimes, condemn hate incidents and reach out to affected communities with support. We are devastated by the recent anti-Semitic hate incidents and will continue to do what we can to bring people who commit hate crimes to justice. We recognize that, short of eliminating these hate crimes altogether, It will never be enough. I don't believe that the university can ever eradicate antisemitism in Davis. But I do believe that it isn't doing enough to combat hatred of the Jewish community. Last weekend's banner display was just the latest evidence that it's time for May to finally hold the workshops and town hall he promised to Davis Jewish community 3 years ago. UC Davis must take that and other immediate steps to demonstrate that it's serious about fighting antisemitism. Each time an antisemitic hate crime occurs, UC Davis posts a similar response on its website. A photo of May sadly gazing out a window is followed by an uninspired condemnation of said hate crime, a reference to the campus principles of community, and something along the lines of hate has no home here. Davis Jewish students and alumni know the message well. At this point, I might even be able to recite it from memory. Davis antisemitism problem is not limited to the alt-right. Antisemitism is not considered an issue of concern or importance among some of the leftist activists I encountered during my time there, and many Jewish students I knew were welcomed into these circles only if they condemned Israel and identified as anti-Zionist. Condemnation of antisemitism on the UC Davis campus from the left was usually qualified or begrudging, often offered in the context of condemning white supremacy and its impacts on all marginalized communities. And while condemning white supremacy in all its forms is necessary, it's also crucial to acknowledge that antisemitic hate crimes target Jews, and Jews only. May has a lot of work to do to begin repairing his relationship with Davis Jewish community. He can start by talking less and doing more.